Command number 104. Do not lead others into sin. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea. Mark 9:42. Temptations to sin are sure to come, but woe to him by whom they come. Luke 17:1. It is a sobering truth to realize that in God's eyes, causing another to sin may be more serious than sinning ourselves. It is not merely causing another to sin. Merely tempting someone in the direction of sin is eternally serious. Jesus does not say, woe to, unless the most dire consequences are at stake. Nor is he merely speaking about what we may carelessly bring upon children. The warning against tempting others is not age-specific. This command, like all the commands, is closer to home than we might think. Skimming over the words superficially, we tend to assume when Jesus spoke of causing or leading another into sin that he was talking about huge macro sins, coercing an unsuspecting protege to accompany you to the bank when your intent is to pull off a heist. Again, it's easy to overlook the subtleties. Jesus isn't talking about robbing banks. He isn't just talking about dope dealers. He is talking about the unspoken and easily overlooked influence of our lives. We don't usually lead people into sin by dragging them into crime, but we may lead others into sin in ways we never suspect by the laxity of our own obedience. A child grows up observing the speedometer always inching 5 or 10 miles above the limit and listening to his father mumbling about watching out for cops. 30 years later, a fatal traffic accident can be traced directly back to that careless parental example. A boy observes his father being more friendly than he should to every pretty woman who crosses his path, sending the boy a wink and a grin as he does. 30 years later, 2 broken marriages and a string of affairs can be laid like the great millstone at the father's doorstep. A daughter watches her mother always careful with makeup and perfume, dressing with skirts just a tad high and blouses just a tad low, swimming in the summer in a suit obviously designed to draw eyes. When that same daughter, at 18, finds herself sinning against the command toward sexual purity, who else but the indiscreet mother can be blamed for tempting her in the directions that led to such sin? How do the careless words and loose language that fall from our lips invisibly influence those around us? If it is a sin to take God's name in vain by punctuating our speech with, "Oh God," every 5 minutes, and if those who are watching adopt the same habit, what other conclusion can be drawn but that we have led them into sin? What do our business practices, our use of money, our tendency toward gossip, the animosity we let slip with barbed remarks, what does the full example of my life say to a watching world? It should be very sobering that another may be led into sin from something I say or do, and I may never know it. Christians are a watched people. What is being observed by the eyes noticing me? The following is an excerpt from George MacDonald's Unspoken Sermons 3rd Series, The Final Unmasking. A man may loathe a thing in the abstract for years, and find at last that all the time he has been, in his own person, guilty of it. Of all who will one day stand in dismay and sickness of heart, with the consciousness that their very existence is a sham, those will fare the worst who have been consciously false to their fellows. Except I love my neighbor as myself, I may one day betray him. Let us therefore be compassionate and humble, and hope for every man. A man may sink by such slow degrees that, long after he is a devil, he may go on being a good churchman and thinking himself a good Christian. Continuously repeated sin against the poorest consciousness of evil must have a dread rousing. There are men who never wake to know how wicked they are till, lo, the gaze of the multitude is upon them. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus not to lead others into sin. Remind me often that my example is influencing others. What habits, what attitudes, what responses are they picking up from me? I pray that because of me, others may be motivated to Christ-likeness. If I have inadvertently led any man, woman, or child into sin, reveal it to me, that I may repent and make it right. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase the Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.